We're here to talk about now how the sixth time this year the Bank of Canada has raised interest rates up another 0.5%. Talk to me a little bit about where this is all. So I understand this is all, of course, to help slow some of the record inflation that we've been seeing. How are things going in that effort?
Actually, reasonably well. So if typically when the inflation rate is reported, it's the rate of change over the past year. And those are the numbers that are still a little bit scary and well above the Bank of Canada's target. But if you look over sort of the more recent 2 months or 3 months, those numbers are lower for inflation. And so that suggests that eventually the 12-month rate, which gets all the headlines, will come down as well. So there actually are a few encouraging signs that that the inflation rate will come down. And that means that these interest rate increases will likely come to an end.
I spoke with somebody, again, another expert on this back in the summer. And at that time, we were looking at 8% inflation. And I believe the latest figure I saw was down around 6.9%.
Yeah, so that's a start. However, this is still, of course, a long way above the target, which is a range from 1% to 3%, and ideally in the middle of that at 2%. And historically, the Bank of Canada has had a very good track record of being in that zone. And so there's obviously still a long way to go to get back there.
But in general, in terms of correlation, are we seeing that these interest rate hikes are heading us in the right direction as we wrap up this year?
It's hard to tell. But I think all the historical evidence and evidence about what's happening in other countries all points in that direction. So, for example, we won't know for sure what would be happening now if the Bank of Canada hadn't started raising interest rates. We assume that inflation would be even higher and more persistent. But if you look at Europe, for example, they've been slower to tighten monetary policy and raise interest rates, and they have even higher inflation. And so that just that example, along with the historical record, suggests that this medicine is starting to have some effect. Yeah.
I understand that with these rate hikes, there is some concern in the air, some talk regarding possible recessions coming in the future. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, so that's always a concern when monetary policy gets tighter and interest rates rise. And there's certainly examples from other countries and from Canadian history in the early 80s and then in the early 90s, where tightening monetary policy with the goal of trying to reduce inflation may have very well contributed to a recession. Having said that, it's very challenging. And a lot of people are talking about the possibility of a recession in Canada in 2023. Having said that, it's very challenging to forecast these things, partly because recessions happen so rarely. So unlike weather forecasting, we don't get the opportunity to fine-tune our predictions every week. We don't have recessions very often, and they're often a little bit different. So predicting them is challenging. But certainly there's a risk, as your question suggests, that this effort to reduce inflation by raising interest rates will lead to a recession. There's no doubt it will slow down the growth of the economy. And I think that's also already happening. Whether it actually causes a recession is another question.
In terms of slowing down the rate of the economy, where are we seeing some signs of this?
So in overall GDP, the growth rate is coming down, and as reported by Statistics Canada, and the Bank of Canada, I think, is forecasting GDP growth of only about 1% for 2023. So even if that's not a recession, it's certainly going to be slower than the growth in the economy over the last couple of years. And then that shows up in a few different sectors. One is building new houses and other structures. The housing sector and construction sector generally is slower. So that's an example of a sector that's sensitive to these interest rate increases. And so so that's one of the things that may be contributing to slower GDP growth.
Well, that's a great concrete example of how interest rate hikes can affect economic growth, just as you mentioned, with regards maybe to building homes. Perhaps interest rate hikes might discourage people from buying a new home in that regard.
Well, so for certainly for construction, I think we know, and in fact, Kareem, for any investment project that someone is starting, whether it's you know, opening a restaurant or anything they're borrowing money for, starting a small business, higher interest rates may discourage that investment just a little bit, discourage them from buying equipment, for example. The housing purchases thing is a little trickier. It's one of these, on the one hand, on the other hand, situations that economics is notorious for. On the one hand, higher interest rates mean higher mortgage payments, of course. On the other hand, that tends to lead to lower house prices, simply because there aren't that many people getting into bidding wars for houses. And so depending on someone's situation, that could actually improve their access to housing. The effect of cooling off house prices may at least partly offset the effect of higher mortgage interest rates.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that explanation. So in a sense, perhaps it might discourage, yes, someone from maybe starting a new business in that regard, but I could see how it can help with cooling the market as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's certainly already happened over the last 6 or 8 months in a lot of housing markets in Canada. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. You know, as we look ahead, do you foresee some more potential interest rate hikes coming in the next few months?
I think it's pretty clear that there will be several more rounds. How large they are and how long into 2023 they continue is a bit uncertain, and it'll depend on what happens with inflation. But yeah, I think that's a pretty safe bet. Most central banks, including the Bank of Canada and the U.S. Federal Reserve, do these things gradually. And so there's a lot of predictability to this. How exactly when it ends and how high it goes is unknown, but the direction is pretty clear that there will be some more interest rate increases until inflation comes down substantially.
Thank you very much for sharing your perspective on this.
Thanks for your time, Chris.